Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane. Today, we're diving into some pretty significant headlines, Jane, starting with Anthropic's call for a global pause on frontier AI development.
That's right, Paul. Anthropic is citing some serious concerns about self-improvement risks. They're basically saying that these advanced models might soon be able to improve themselves without human oversight, which is a pretty stark warning from a leading AI lab.
And it's not just a theoretical concern, is it? Because they also reported early signs of AI-driven recursive self-improvement in their lab productivity. This suggests they're seeing concrete evidence for why they're making such a dramatic call.
Exactly. It ties directly into their call for a pause. If their own internal systems are starting to enhance their own efficiency or capabilities, even in subtle ways, it really underscores the urgency of understanding and controlling these advanced models before they scale further.
Shifting gears a bit, but still on the theme of AI's growing presence, we saw a striking statistic. AI bots now officially outnumber humans online, generating 51% of all web traffic. That's a milestone, albeit a slightly unsettling one.
It really is, Paul. This isn't just about spam. It affects everything from data integrity to online interactions. It's no wonder initiatives like World ID are gaining traction, trying to address this quote-unquote proof of human challenge in a bot-dominated online world. Less than person one, greater than absolutely. Now, let's talk about some user-facing AI. OpenAI rolled out a significant memory upgrade for ChatGPT, dubbed Dreaming V3. It's supposed to learn your habits automatically, without needing explicit commands, which sounds like a big leap from its previous glorified sticky note status. Less than person two, greater than it. A huge improvement, Paul. OpenAI admitted their old memory had a factual recall accuracy of only 41.5%, which is frankly quite poor. Dreaming V3 is designed to synthesize your conversation history in the background, making memory much more dynamic and reliable for users. Less than person one, greater than it. And speaking of OpenAI, they're not just fixing memory, they're planning to overhaul ChatGPT into a super app, complete with coding tools and AI agents. This aligns with Microsoft's vision for agent-first Windows computing, which they unveiled at Build 2026. Less than person two, greater than it. A clear trend, Paul. Both OpenAI and Microsoft are pushing towards a future where AI agents are central to our digital experience, not just as chatbots, but as proactive assistants. NVIDIA and Microsoft even introduced RTX Spark for local AI agent deployment, bringing that power to our personal devices. Less than person one. On a more somber note, we also saw ClickUp CEO Zeb Evans lay off 22% of staff, explicitly citing AI-driven workplace reorganization. It's a stark reminder of AI's impact on the job market, even for growth companies. Less than person two, greater than. It's a tough reality, Paul. While AI promises productivity gains, it also means traditional roles are being reevaluated and sometimes automated. This is a conversation we'll be having more and more as AI capabilities continue to advance into various sectors.
Finally, a quick mention of Google's AI overviews facing user backlash, leading to a boost in DuckDuckGo installations. It seems users aren't always thrilled with AI-generated search summaries, especially when they're inaccurate or unhelpful.
It just goes to show, Paul, that user trust and accuracy are paramount, especially in something as foundational as search. Companies need to get it right, or users will definitely look for alternatives.
That's it for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. We've covered a lot, from calls for pauses and self-improving AI to bots outnumbering humans and major product overhauls. Thanks for joining me, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, stay curious.